The Gales bounced back on Saturday afternoon in the Rose City, responding to their first loss since before Christmas with a dominant second half and cruising to victory over Portland. I'm Alex Jensen, and this is Gales Rewind for St. Mary's 81-64 win over the Portland Pilots at the Childs Center in the Pacific Northwest on Saturday. We pick things up with the very beginning of that dominant final stanza, when the Gales used a 16-0 run out of the gate to turn a one-point halftime lead into a cushion by the first media timeout.
Scoresito with Robertson. Now Mahaney off the inbound has a point-blank look from the left block extended. Goes up and scores with the right hand off the window. Kicks out to Dukas. Now Mahaney straight away wants the three and connects. Aiden Mahaney puts the Gales up by six and a timeout taken by Shante Leggins. Mahaney making his move. Straight away, gives right side. Dukas catch and shoot three. That's good. Gales have a nine-point lead. It's the biggest for either team. Mahaney holding a right-hand dribble. Over to Johnson. Right wing. Wants the three. It's on the way. It's good for LJ. And the lead is a dozen for St. Mary's. 50-38. Johnson has 23. Off the Saxon screen. Gives up to Dukas. Left open. Left wing three is on the way. Rattles it in. 14-0 St. Mary's run to start the second half. Looking. Gets it into Jefferson left corner. Jefferson to LJ. LJ, middle of the paint to Saxon for the two-hand stuff. That'll be our Common Interest Management Services play of the game. Saxon's first bucket comes on a two-hand jam.
It was a great effort from our guys. We knew coming in that in that first half, you know, on their home court, teams hit shots, and they hit some tough ones, but we were a little bit out of rhythm, I thought, defensively, and went in the halftime up one. We didn't think we played great. Then we came out in that second half, and from the start, we were really good on defense, and then offensively, we kind of took off.
Talk around the team was just don't lose two in a row. You know, we take that very seriously, and we don't like people making a narrative about us, so we just want to prove all of our doubters wrong and just go out there and play hard every night.
The way they play, they try to really take away stuff in the paint. They switch a lot, and they helped off guys, and we knew we were going to get some open ones, and I thought our guys were really disciplined about moving it and fighting for a great one. We got great looks. Overall, I thought the unselfishness was at a high level tonight.
Just trying to give my energy as much as I can, being a young guy, just coming in, doing as much as I can. Got great leaders at Dukas and Logan and KB, so I'm just trying to do whatever I can to help us win every night.
After the Pilots cut the St. Mary's lead to 14, the Gales put the game away as Logan Johnson put the capper on a career afternoon, leading his club on an 8-0 run to increase the advantage to 22 with 7 minutes to go.
Now met by Naduka.